never said hooey or
no.
Suey or anything?
Just give them a call of most any kind of a call. I wouldn't know what hardly. Just to draw their attention so they know that you're wanting them.
Okay. How about sheep? You want to call sheep, how would you call them?
Well, you just, I wouldn't be able to answer that because
trust in heaven.
I don't know just exactly what, they don't call them very much. Generally, they come in at that time. They're our feeding or they generally come in.
Any special
but
call?
The cows, you got to call them. Come boss, come boss, come boss, come boss.
Any special call for chickens?
Well, yeah, I guess I've got a daughter-in-law. She quite a handy call. She just calls them chicken, 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 chicken. Something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're riding a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrups. Got a saddle.
Do you have a word for the horse on the left? The team?
Well, we always have horses named.
I mean, a word you call the horse on the left is the nigh horse or the near horse?
Oh, the nigh horse.
Nigh horse? The
near horse, you see. You're right on the right hand side or the right hand, the left hand side or the right hand side. Which way is it?
I don't know. I never rode on one.
The opposite of when you're riding in a car.
Uh-huh, that would be the right-hand side.
On the right hand. But that's the near horse ahead of you, and I don't know.
Well, the near horse is the one on the left,
see,
on the one on the right.
Whichever way you ride, you'll ride opposite and you do with a car, see?
Uh-huh.
Because you're inside of the track. You got to keep track of the teams coming this way. You ride next to them. The near horse is the one that's ahead of you, and the
so that if you did happen to ride in, on the wagon on the left side, the near horse would be the one on the left. If you rode on the right side, the near horse would be the one on the right.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Opposite. See, the near horse is the one that's nearer to you. You can call it that way.
So it can be either one. I see. Now, if you're driving a buggy, you hang on to the things.
Well, they call them the lines.
And if you're riding horseback, you hang on to the
rain.
Somebody, you say it isn't very far from here. It's just a little
way, short distance,
or it might be a long
distance,
a long way.
Yeah, long way or long distance.
You might say you can find weeds almost. You can find weeds. Can't find flowers very many places, but you can find weeds almost
anywhere. In this country,
uh-huh.
The ground is so rich and we have plenty of rain in, so they just flourish. Away. I get discouraged with the wheat business.
I imagine. The trench that the plow cuts,
huh?
The plow cuts a trench, you call that the plow makes a cut in the ground.
Furrow?
Yeah. If you're growing wheat, somebody might say, looks like you raised a big
crop.
Crop of
harvest. Crop of wheat.
And if you had a lot of trees on your land and you wanted to farm it, you're going to have to, what'd you say, last year I, the land. I mean, I got rid of all the trees so that I could.
Well, trimmed it up.
Did you ever say cleared it or?
Cleared it.
Shrubbed it or?
Cut the shrubbery.
You plant alfalfa and it comes up, and you cut it, and it comes up again, and you cut it. That's a, what do you call that?
Well, it's first, second, third crop.
And